T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're off. I can't believe it. We are live on the Odyssey app with White Reaper. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Can you believe what's happening here? Digital technology together. Look at us.
This is like the moon landing.
Yeah. And the other thing is we're all naked.
We are all naked.
Guys, this is a fantastic experience, at least for me, because I get to hang out with a big-time band on album release day. Hunter, do you feel bad that we're not wearing hats?
No, I think it would confuse the whole naked thing we got going on.
Yeah, not those type of hats. All right, so Hunter, Ryan, Tony, three-fifths of White Reaper, how you guys feeling today?
Good.
Yeah?
It's like my birthday that only happens every 3 years, so it's better than my birthday.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of gift did you get today?
I got a bunch of texts from people that don't ever talk to me telling me how much they like me.
They like you today.
They like me a lot today.
Yeah. So the brand new album, please tell me your first feelings now that it's out into the world, now that you have a big billboard on Times Square. Tell me how you're feeling.
In one aspect, it's a little deflating because now I don't really know what to look forward to. And then I remember that we're going on tour in about a week. So I was like, oh, yeah.
And then I feel really deflated.
You guys like the tour parts.
We do.
That's like where that's where the White Reaper thrives.
Right. Yeah, I guess. It's been a while, so it's going to be exciting to get back out there.
And I think I've heard that song before.
Right? It's been a real long time. It's always a good bit.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good.
We always fit that one in.
Now, like the live show is sort of the heartbeat of the White Reaper experience, right? And I was telling Hunter and Ryan this the other night, the reason why I love this band so much is because you guys love each other so much. Mm. There's so much, it feels like camaraderie and brotherly affection on stage that it's infectious to the audience.
Yeah, I think, you know, we do this all for the love of the game, and we get paid in a laughter and
infections
and infections. Yeah,
that pays the bills, huh?
Well, the bills are not getting paid very very fast, but we do laugh a lot, and that is kind of, I think, you know, we all manage our expectations pretty heavily, and so if we're not having fun, it doesn't really, you know, make sense to do it, because this is a fun little thing we're getting to do.
Well, the thing about you guys is that you never really take yourself too seriously, but yet the band is so incredibly tight, right? Especially on the live show. I don't know how does that work? I know you guys are really good, but how do you guys keep it all together that way?
When you've seen each other naked so many times,
yeah.
It just has to stay tight naturally, you know?
Yeah.
The body stand tight, huh?
There's a lot of strict discipline behind closed doors. It's all,
yes, because you strike me as a strict discipline kind of guy.
It's all fun and games when we're out in public, but behind closed doors, it's very serious.
There's something that I saw you say, Tony, a couple of, I don't know actually when you said it, but there are songs on the previous albums that you don't like playing live.
Yes.
Okay. So,
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Without naming which songs it are, name the songs they are. But no, why is that? They're your babies. Had they grown out of it? Have you grown out of them? Do they just not fit what you're trying to do now? Why?
Well, I think it was just sort of the way that they were kind of written and sort of born. And it, you know, they were just kind of made on a computer without really being, you know, vetted or tested. And then when we got to the studio, you know, they didn't come out as easy as some of these songs did. So Yeah.
Okay, so when you go to play these songs live, I'm guessing you haven't done much of that yet. When will you start hating them?
Almost immediately, okay. I'm sure.
So the crazy thing about going live on the Odyssey app is we get comments coming in throughout the entire thing. Like, for instance, Emily, dying to know, Nick and Sam, they're not here today, if you could switch bodies for a day, would you? All right, so I'll ask Hunter, Ryan, Tony, would you guys switch bodies for a day?
Would I switch bodies with Hunter for a day? Absolutely.
It's one of those Freaky Friday things.
The damage I would do.
So would you, you know what? My friend always asked me, my buddy Alex always asked me, if you could Freaky Friday someone, would you do it to hurt them or to make yourself feel better?
Both.
Okay.
Hurting them makes me feel better.
My man. My man. Exactly.
Fuck.
Let me guess, you're not taking his body.
I mean, I'd roll around. No, why not? I mean, fuck it. I've only had this one. I'd try on another pair of clothes.
Sure.
Brad, I want to take your body.
Right now?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is getting weird.
How tall are you?
You know what? Yeah, depending on the shoes, 5'10", 5'11". I can stretch it.
You said 5'7" the other night when you were lubricated with alcohol.
Yeah. I was also slunched over because I was lubricated with alcohol.
5'7"?
Had a little girl spurt.
Yeah,
you really had. No, it wasn't you that said that.
Yeah, wasn't video, you can say how – I'm 6'1".
Yeah, you look good. The other comments are okay. This doesn't make any sense. Sabrina, spinach dip or buffalo chicken dip?
Oh my God. Depends on what day it is. Mm-hmm. It depends on if it's the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Well, today is your Super Bowl, so which is it going to be?
I'm feeling spinach dip today. Yeah. Spinach artichoke dip.
Yeah.
I don't like either of those. I'm going to go queso, guacamole, more of a Latin flair. I don't really like creamy dips.
He doesn't like Midwestern food.
Yeah.
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
I got to shout out my hometown friend, Megan. She makes a great buffalo chicken dip. That's very good. I think you guys would like that.
Megan's buffalo chicken dip is phenomenal.
And this has turned into some sort of recipe central. I did have a weird thing. Oh, you know what? Before I get into that, the thing that I loved about this band and I love this album specifically because I don't ever feel as though that I lost White Reaper that I fell in love with, right? You guys are still advancing. You're still, putting together, what the next version of White Reaper is. But I still feel as though the first time I ever heard you guys. And to think that this, what I've heard is, especially the way you guys talk about it, the ups and downs and the journey to get to this album. Without going into the journey of it, because you've done that plenty, were you scared that it was never going to happen?
Yeah, there was definitely a really dark and scary time when we were like, wow, I think we ruined everything.
Yeah.
You got to feel that way before 30, at least once. I believe.
And we felt it multiple times before 30. And there might be more to come, frankly. But I don't know. I think we just, we keep it pretty tame. I feel like we haven't changed that much. I feel like our relationships have really just kind of grown and evolved, and we've become better friends and learned each other more. But I feel like it's all, there haven't been any giant crazy changes. So I think it's pretty consistent, same train, same tracks, but it's going forward, I think. And feels good.
Well, I mean, you just know a White Reaper song when you hear it. And what I love, one of my favorite things to do is sometimes just Google White Reaper and read some of the people who decide to write about you for a living and see how many times and how many bands in that article they've associated you with. Mm-hmm. Like every band you have been for, aside from Don Ho, you've been associated with every artist known to man, from The Clash to Beyonce. It's the strangest thing. And there's a part of me that would drive, if I was you, it would drive me nuts. But also there's a part, the reason why they're doing that is because you guys are so comfortable to them. Like, you guys have a sound that somebody already knows and feels, that it already feels like a well-worn pair of pants.
Yeah, I think so. And I also think it's partly that they just can't pin us to one. So it comes, everybody hears it a little differently. I mean, there are writers out there that they don't stop at artists. They compare us to inanimate objects. They're like, White Reaper sounds just like the couch that I had in my living room growing up. Like, they don't know what to say.
Yeah, and then it feels like I feel like an idiot when I see you the other night. I'm like, you know, sometimes I get Beach Boys and this, yeah. And I'm like, wait, why did I just say that?
No, there's a pretty Beach Boys-y song on the new record.
Yeah. But it does remind me that you guys are such a familiar sound while still being in some worlds brand new. The other thing that was so interesting whenever I go to White Reaper show is that there's me. There's also a 55-year-old guy. There's a 20-year-old guy. There's a 35-year-old woman. The audience is completely all over the board.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag for sure. I guess that's good.
It's a lot of like fathers and their daughters. Like, it's like White Reaper's like a father-daughter dance. It's like there's this guy who, you know, maybe heard us from, like, you know, playing with some of the like more legacy acts that we've been on tour with in the past, and then like then is, you know, the kids who hear us from, I don't know, how the video games or TikTok, mm-hmm. or however the kids find music these days.
It's also, you know, too bad Guitar Hero doesn't exist, because you guys would kill in Guitar Hero. It would be a great. Why don't you do a White Reaper Guitar Hero game? Just nothing but your songs.
Do you know how to code or something? Like, are you going to make it? I don't, like we said, I didn't go to college, so I can't make that video game.
So I've learned a long time ago, you dress for the job you don't want. All right. So I'm going to go through an odd game here. Everybody talks about their first kiss, their first love. I don't care anything about that because I don't really remember. So I like to go with the last things I did. So the last show you binged.
Show,
mm-hmm.
For me, it's probably That 90s Show we watched all of in one day.
I forgot about that.
We like just... all seven seasons in one day.
No, they made a new one.
Oh, this is the new 10 one.
10 episodes. Yeah. Okay. I was just curious. I had to see what it was like.
Okay, got it.
I just binged.
Here comes something very smart. I know it.
No, okay. It's a Van Gogh, which was my friends from Austin have this show where they do van renovations, like, you know, Sprinter vans, they convert them into homes. And this guy that I've known since like freshman year of college, just got an HBO show. So shout out to Brett Lewis,
wow.
and Chad Warner. The show was honestly awesome. I watched all of it.
Wow. I don't know. My friends can't make a fist. last song you obsessed over that you didn't write. So let me make sure I pinpoint that.
I think In the Club.
In the Club by 50 Cent.
Tony has a genius remix that should be out any day.
Are you remixing 50 Cent songs?
I have before.
Are you remixing 50 Cent?
Are you the one? You did it again.
I did it.
It's good.
We
need to get an exclusive.
I mean, I want to hear this. Why does this not exist in my life?
I'll show you after.
Okay. All right. Last trick you learned on TikTok. Are you guys on TikTok? Do you do this? Okay. We're skipping that one. Last note in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it. I know I what it is. Yeah.
We wrote a lyric last night.
Oh, good.
And it was "Bury the Lead." It's an old beat now.
It's an old beat now.
That's the last.
Now we can never use this.
Yeah.
genius in the time.
Last band anyone would ever expect you to be listening to.
Listen to a bunch of K-pop, so probably Twice or New Jeans.
What's that country artist you like?
Oh, no.
Do you do K?
Tyler Hubbard.
Okay, you do. That sounds like your accountant. I don't believe that's a real person.
No, he had a billboard.
Okay,
let's see.
What are we embarrassed by? Is that what?
No, I said the last song
liked that no one would expect.
Yes, yeah, that's okay. Right. God, you remember more than I do.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one, but also back to this K-pop thing. You're really into the K-pop thing?
I do. I am. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's cool.
Are you going to like? Are you transitioning to like the K-rock world now, or like they've gone K-pop to rock songs? Like, there's K-pop artists now trying to do rock stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, the production on all of it is really amazing. Like, it's very calculated and very cool. But I think it is a different element. I mean, it's like pop music, but there's 9 different people that can be singing on one song.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, how many points do all of them get? What was the what's the one that you got?
I don't know if I have anything that's that weird. I think all of mine are pretty like on the mark. I had never listened to Deftones in my life, and we were on Twitch, and people were saying you got to listen to the Deftones. So I was like, I'll listen to the Deftones, and I actually kind of liked it. So there you go.
I can't believe you just said I kind of like the Deftones. Let's go. All right. This is a weird one. I'm sorry about this. So last song on earth you would ever cover at a White Reaper show.
We've covered every song known to man, so
what would we never?
You would never, ever touch. Single Ladies by Beyonce?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I have a feeling you would do that.
I thought about Super Bass, but I was like, we would do that.
We would do Super Bass.
This is getting uncomfortable.
Probably wrap the whole thing.
Yeah. And last one. Last time you waited outside the Kelly and Ryan show hoping to meet your lifelong crush, Rachel Bilson. Wait a second. That was me. I'm sorry. I did that today. I can't talk about this, guys. I'm in love with Rachel Bilson, and the fact that she's walking around my city right now is very uncomfortable.
Is she married to?
No, she's not.
Isn't she though?
No, she's not.
She's married to somebody.
No, she's not.
The guy from the OC?
No, Adam Brody. They broke up years ago. She had a child, Hayden Christensen, and then all of a sudden she dated Bill Hader. Now she's not dating Bill Hader.
Bill Hader?
Yes.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I agree. Thanks, guys.
Darth Vader's child.
Spoiler alert, my man. Come on. Don't give up away the ending. All right. All right. So that's pretty much everything I got. I think that this is pretty successful. Go live.
Anybody got any
questions? Let me see. Yeah, I'm looking up the questions here. Loved your video, music video in the antique store from Emily.
Thanks,
Emily.
My favorite ones.
Oh, you know what? Tony caught me. I said familial. Good Freudian slip. These guys sound so like family. Yes, they are.
You sound like my couch.
you sound like a guy named Mike Couch.
Mike Couch.
Okay, let's do this. Hey, is there a track on the new album Asking for a Ride that you think could fit onto your first album? Does It Again from Joe.
Yeah, I think Pages could. I feel like Crawl Space probably could.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, Bozo, I think, came out today and is kind of like the point track today. Bozo, I feel like could.
Yeah,
I would definitely say Crawl Space and Pages are kind of the two that I would think of. They're a little more, you know, they kind of got the doo-wop-y, the simple chords, and I think the melodies are strong.
Is there a song on the new album that you're most proud of based on the advancement, like how much better of a writer you've been, maybe a better vocalist, maybe a better, guitar player? Like, is there a place on this album where you're like, wow, we really took a big step here?
Like, a lot of it is that way, especially like Fog Machine or Boss even is pretty intricate in terms of guitar. And, I mean, yeah, it just feels like I think a lot of it is that way.
Good, good. That's where you want to be. All right, then that's pretty much it. And that's a great debut record. Here we go. This is good. On the new record, what song came together quickest and what was the toughest?
Which one came together quickest?
Probably, thank you, Michelle. Say it. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking maybe Bozo.
Bozo or Pink Slip, probably. Yeah.
Well, then there's also Pages, which already had written.
Yeah.
Tough day for you.
Yeah, super tough. Well, it's actually a funny story. I've told this story before, but Tony, like when he went to demo out the song, like in our living room, he just made the whole thing. And then we were listening to it and we were like, this is really good. And then he like something happened and it didn't save to the computer. And he's like, oh no, it's all gone. And then he just did it. He just made it again.
I deleted it. Accidentally
so the original demo was just deleted off the computer.
Yeah, you know, when I asked you earlier, were you scared this was never going to happen? That's when I quit.
I'm ready to go.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm trying to think what the hardest one would have been.
Well, like, I was going to say kind of to the last one, the ones I'm most proud of are like Boss and Fog Machine, just because it didn't feel like they were going to make it to the finish line. Mm-hmm. And we just really got them there made them happen.
You know what else was pretty easy to make was Heaven or Not. Like that kind of like all the instrumentation came out really fast, and then Tony wrote the melodies pretty quick whenever we returned to it. And I think that song is
the
cool
bulk
too.
Of Asking for a Ride too, like, was pretty much done.
Yeah,
there's a lot of nitpicking, but
when you guys talk about is it very hard, you guys seem like the kind of writers that the second that it gets hard, you're like, no, we can do something much easier. You guys, it almost becomes too easy, it sounds like.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the songs that start to feel hard, we didn't, you know, we wrote a bunch more songs than the ones that are just on this record. You know, it wasn't just like the only 10 we made. We probably had nearly 30 or something, 20 something. And the ones that really just started to feel suffocated or overtouched, we were like, let's just not do these, because it just doesn't have the spark or the excitement for us that kind of just kills the fun in recording it, that, you know, is so crucial for it to come across as, you know, sincere and authentic.
Well, guys, I'm so happy for you. I've said this to you guys a couple nights ago. I love this band so much. I'm so excited for this album and you guys to go on the road and take over the world again. So good luck. Okay. And thanks for being our
Odyssey. We really appreciate it on the show.
Yeah, this show. Like yes. This show. This is a good show. Yeah.
And you're saying we can do this anywhere?
Anywhere you want to.
I like this.
You want to go get some beers? We'll do it again.
I like it. I like this app.
Hey, download this app.
Download this app. Follow us, White Reaper guys. Anything else you want to get there before we go?
Ask for a Ride out today mm-hmm. on all the places music is played, mm-hmm. including this app.
Okay.
Yeah, stream it while you go to bed. Put it on repeat, and just you can turn the volume off and just let the plays rack up.
If you happen to be a Japanese bot right now, I really appreciate
it. Really appreciate that.
Japanese bot listening.
And then catch us on tour in a city near you February 7th through March 26th.
I can't wait. Let's go on the road together. Thanks for joining us on the Odyssey app, White Reaper Live. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.